Order, order.
Select committee report.
On Wednesday, members of the Government Administration Committee undertook this year's budget reviews of the Office of the Clerk and the Office of the Ombudsman. Questions for Chief Ombudsman Dame Beverly Wakeham included one from Committee Chair Labour's Ruth Dyson, who asked for Dame Beverly's reaction to John Key's admission that the government deliberately delays releasing official information if it is in its best interest to do so.
You know, I mean, there's a lot been said about that off-the-cuff remark, which I'm sure he's had time to reflect on and probably regret having ever said. It doesn't matter which government's in power. When you're in government, you hate the OIA. When you're in opposition, you love it. And that's just a fact of life. It's just the way it is.
Dame Beverly said her office would be looking into the conduct of ministers and officials in relation to Official Information Act responses.
Early indications are that there's less malevolence and more ineptitude and inexperience in understanding how the Act works. We're poised now to do the first set of interviews in the next couple of 3 weeks with agency heads and with ministers' offices. I'm an eternal optimist, and I know there are some egregious practices, but I only have anecdotal reports of those. Some people have been brave enough to put their hands up and tell us of things that are going on. And what I am minded to do at the end of this exercise is to produce a report at a macro level. I mean, I think there's not going to be a hell of a lot of mileage in blaming and shaming and naming and trying to hang somebody at the yardarm at midday.
Chief Ombudsman Dame Beverly Wakeham. And just prior to that meeting, the Government Administration Committee reviewed this year's budget estimates for the Office of the Clerk, where incoming Clerk of the House David Wilson outlined his vision for the office when he takes over from the current Clerk, Mary Harris, next month.
One of the primary focuses for us is in helping the public to engage with Parliament. And so key ways of doing that obviously are through communications technology, giving people different options in the way that they might communicate with Parliament rather than the traditional way of making written submissions to select committees. So I think we've got some clear goals, which are both around developing our people and in continuously improving the way that we help Parliament communicate with the public so that they can engage.
The next Clerk of the House, David Wilson, speaking to the Government Administration Committee. Elsewhere in the committee rooms and on Thursday, the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee spent part of the morning hearing evidence on two separate petitions. The first, signed by over 3,000 people, calls on the government to recognise Christian minority groups in Syria as high-risk refugees and was presented by its sponsor, Peter McKenzie.
The Office of the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, UNHCR, does classify 10% of refugees from Syria and Iraq as vulnerable, and people in this category are given a higher priority. But at this stage, Christians in Syria are not recognised as coming into this category and have no priority. That is a concern to us. There has been, and it's well documented, systematic destruction of Christian churches, of their way of life, and deliberate ethnic cleansing, that's all you can call it, on the part of ISIS in the areas that it controls.
Mr. McKenzie called on New Zealand to make the most of its seat on the UN Security Council.
New Zealand has a voice now in setting policy in relation to matters of significance such as this. And so our submission is to urge the ministry to be proactive in this area, to recognise reality and to do something for this vulnerable community.
Peter McKenzie with that petition. And the other item of business before the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee was a petition in the name of Council of Trade Unions President Helen Kelly, calling for full transparency over the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. The committee heard from Ministry of Foreign Affairs Trade and Economic Group Deputy Secretary David Walker, who gave an update on the trade agreement's passage in the United States after the House of Congress stalled progress on it.
So the House leadership, as we understand it, is now looking to see how they can address that so that the President can have that bill. But as of now, it's not entirely clear how that is going to happen. We understand, though, that they are working very hard at trying to make that happen and make it happen as quickly as possible.
Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Trade and Economic Group Deputy Secretary David Walker. And back to the budget reviews now and the Law and Order Committee on Wednesday, where Police Minister Michael Woodhouse defended accusations from Labour Party committee member Phil Gough, who claimed the police weren't sufficiently resourced to resolve minor crimes.
I'm satisfied that we've got the resources in the right place to do both, prevent crime
and resolve them efficiently. You're right, those minor crimes have resolution rates have dropped, and I'm concerned about that. We can share that view. And I'm talking to the Commissioner about what strategies they are employing to improve that resolution rate.
Police Minister Michael Woodhouse. In total, there were 17 committee meetings during the week. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from Parliament.